from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest comes to us from El Paso, Texas. Bobby Sanchez is in the house. Singer, performer, and poet, she's been enjoying the success from her first EP, Ida, along with the release of new singles to add to her total package. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. You ready? I'm ready. All right, let's start it off with music from Bobby Sanchez. Here is We Are Still Here.
Tell me, do you think there is life on other planets?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but I suppose it would be.
How do you see the devil?
You see the devil,
how do you see this life? Where?
Oh, I've seen a flying saucer.
You've seen one?
Yes, definitely. At Lane Cove.
When was this?
1953.
Check, 1, 2, 3.
7 other people with me saw it.
Chemical runoff polluting the waterways, destroying the wildlife, no place for the fish to run away. Toxic water, and I'm looking at the pipelines. Light pollution makes it hard to see the stars at nighttime. More than just a piece of paper that you can sign. Environmental reparations for Indigenous and Black lives. Targeting communities, look at the placements at the dumping grounds. Funny, they always throw the seeds out whenever carving pumpkins out. That's a microcosm, metaphorically applicable to Indigenous perspectives. Thinking our philosophies are mystical, but we don't get credit for sustainable tradition. Homelessness was not a thing before the Spanish Inquisition. And you're lying if you think our native cultures were primitive. Cause back in ancient times you wouldn't even need a stimulus. Poverty was invented in the land of Europe. Listen to the sound of wind that carries purpose. Water is life, it's more than just a movement. It's an Indigenous phrase we should all start using. Shout out to the elders and Indigenous youth. LaDonna, Brave Bull, Allard, and Winona LaDuke. Mapuche, Lakota, Quechua, Anishinaabe. Environmental justice is not just a trending topic. This change in our policies is out of necessity. Cook up a revolution, it's a secret. What's the recipe? Politicians need to listen to the voice of the First Nations. We need environmental policies more than just legislation. I'm talking about a shift in the consciousness of humanity. Recognizing Mother Earth is part of all of our families. Stop line 3, don't let this pipeline pass. Water protectors, they protect the land. Native land stolen and they keep polluting for corporate interest, toxicity producing. They arrested water protectors, feels like colonization. Hydrofracking and tar sanding is extermination. These Indigenous lands that are forcibly taken, cutting trees, digging for oil, it's deforestation. I lose my patience, environmental discrimination. We need representation for the voice of the First Nations. More than just a check of repayment, we need the fossil fuel industry to be eliminated. We've lost our connection to our ancestral lands. Nature is not for conquest or for human hands. Colonized fingertips leaving your prints on soil. Most people only care about the price of oil, but native civilization predates those concepts. Money caste system, let me give you context. They dig into the land in the name of science, but this is land exploitation at its finest. One must be uncomfortable in order to grow, like a seed buried underneath the river that flows. One must grow beyond environmental ignorance, because natural resources are not infinite. Change the way you think about human consumption. The only thing you're thinking about is mass production, the price of the economy and tax reduction. The sad thing about the system is it doesn't function. The answer to our problems is sustainability. Earth's energy can provide all of our electricity, and it can also do this way more efficiently than fossil fuel facilities that produce toxicity. Carcinogenic breathing, asthma causing inability to breathe with purpose, affecting your stability. Please ask yourself, what's my environmental capability? The Gulf Stream is changing, better check your proximity. Always speak up for environmental justice. Talk with purpose and speak with substance. Protest, educate, hashtag a true search.
That's Bobby Sanchez in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, here we go. Q052. Remember, I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
I remember the times at the brook, the fish that we took, my wet foot, the shoreside fires made when our folks didn't look, picking worms and setting the hook, smoking cigarettes that my cousins took. We learned from the lands, boy, we didn't use books. My big cousin John taught me to always share my catch with the elderly and to take off my hat when I walked in to deliver their caught snack or get a slap upside the head, yeah, good smack, 'cause the old folks, they don't tolerate that. And that also went for the rabbits we trapped, the eels we speared, and the moose and deer we tracked. Yeah, I remember all of that. Times down at the beach with my older cousins. We take our uncle's boats, a full dozen of us, young brats, trolling out on low tide on the water flats. My cousin Andy, pants to his ankles, waving his wang at the traffic passing. We laughed and pulled pranks. To our grandparents, we gave thanks for building a family of badass tanks. We own the world, free to roam the trees, mountains, streams, and water lines. Even when times were tough, things felt just fine. We always had a place to eat. Ma's, grandma's, Aunt Peg's, Aunt Mary's, or Aunt Irene's. We were so damn spoiled with love, blessed with those mothers from Giscabigia. Irene's canteen, the arcade and soft ice cream, Pac-Man and Centipede, cheeseburgers, French fries, and it was all free, it seemed. I'll never be able to pay back my aunts and uncles for everything they've ever done for me, for everything that they've ever taught me, the times they would watch over me, the times they took care of me. And I know that it wasn't just for me. Every damn one of us, you took us in with no fuss. Even though we did bad stuff, even though we liked to cuss, even though some of us were constantly in handcuffs, I remember the times that defined us. This one's for my family, Emset Nogama. To each one of us, Gisalun.
That's music from Stoic. Earth Abides. Come on over to our homepage, Indigenous in Music and Arts, and take the support challenge. Over there you can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. We need your help. So come on over to Indigenous in Music and Arts and take the support challenge. Here's Sean Dene, Should I?
No matter just how far you are from me, I didn't want to say, Every time I look back, nothing but empty promises. The tears roll.
If you feel that way, behind the stillness, there's a place you may hear the call of the springtime flower. When you visit me, Show me who you are in a place we may see the sunrise light the horizon on the edge of the ocean. Footsteps of many houses run over the sands at dawn. If you come to me, come gently, so the world of solitude may shine. If you come to me, come gently, so the beauty of solitude may shine. Give you all of me in a place we may feel in the cosmos as it takes us so far on the edge of the ocean. Footsteps of many horses run over the sands of time. If you come to me, in a world of solitude, you'll shine. When you come to me, come gently, so the beauty of solitude may shine.
Yeah, he's a child of the devil. Yeah, he is a child of the government.
What doesn't kill you makes you a monster.
There's a lot of things that the government blacked out, but, you know, like, I mean, no matter what happened, I'm just, you know, I'm really grateful for you in my life because it's been difficult. And I guess I pass a lot of that on to you. And we're doing the best we can, and life's awesome.
Tiene que batallar para dejarla. Si usted la quiere bastante, pues no es muy fácil para dejarla. Hay que sufrirle para dejarla.
I'm going to let you know you can like us on Facebook and Indigenous in Music with Larry K. And leave us a comment. And you can also email me anytime at larry@indigenousinmusic.com and I'll always write you back. larry@indigenousinmusic.com. Let's hook it up. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music. Here's Norte Collective.
Recuerdo, ya hasta llorar a veces.
That's brand new, Beatrice Deer, and that's history. Hey, I'd like to let you know you can now call us on our Two Buffalo Studios talking text line at 936-NATIVES, our 936-628-4837. That's 936-NATIVES. Let us know where you're at, what station you're listening to. You want to request a song? It's the Two Buffalo talking text line at 936-NATIVES. Hook us up. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Do you love our Indigenous in Music show? You can show your support and make a donation today at indigenousinmusic.com. Your contribution ensures we will be delivering your weekly dose of new artists and their music, along with the distribution of our show to your local stations. Visit us at Indigenous in Music and take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Indigenous in Music is recruiting new members to join our radio tribe. We're building our Indigenous army of artists, musicians, and members who support our mission. Visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com and choose your membership level. Come join us on our mission.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is growing. We are now a nonprofit 501c3 dedicated to bringing you not only musicians, but artists and entertainers from around the Western Hemisphere. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusic.com to see how you too can be a part of this exciting venture. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
We know you can't be in two places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com. From the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from El Paso, Texas. Bobby Sanchez is in the house. Singer, performer, and poet. She has been enjoying the success of her first EP, Ida, along with the release of new singles to add to her total music package. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Bobby Sanchez. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, what's up, Larry Kay? Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, great to have you on. Nice music. Been jamming all morning. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you?
Doing well. Kind of nice. I always say it's nice and warm over here in Florida. How's El Paso treating you today?
It's nice today. It rained last night, but so it's a little cloudy this morning.
Okay, great. Well, hey, Bobby, it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into the album, and then we'll talk about the new music. So go right ahead.
So what's up, everyone? My name is Bobby Sanchez. I was born and raised in Lenape and Siwanoy land, also known as New York. I currently live in West Texas, and I'm working as a full-time artist. I identify as two-spirit individual. And my indigenous background comes from Ayacucho, Peru.
Now, when did you start
performing?
I had my first performance at age 11 when I was in sixth grade for a poetry festival in my city. And then I started seriously performing when I turned like 22, started going to open mics
okay.
and poetry slams in the New York City area.
Sure. Now, did you ever think you'd be performing hip hop?
Yeah, I think I always loved hip hop. Poetry is my first love.
Right.
But hip hop is part of the culture in New York, so I've definitely grown up with it. And it kind of just, I've been writing music for like almost 7 years.
Okay.
But I just released my first music this year, so.
Cool. Now, what age did you know it was time to sing?
I think around age 15, 16, started listening to Saul Williams, and it really changed my life.
Sure.
And made me want to be an artist / poet.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the album, Ida. You've been getting good response. Good jams.
Thank you. Well, Ida is my grandma's name, so I named my first EP after my grandma.
Right on.
The picture of the EP is a picture of her in the airport in Peru before she came to this country. That first EP is kind of dedicated to my grandma, and I came out with it on my 26th birthday. So,
how long did this project take to get to vinyl?
I went to the studio here in El Paso for, I booked a 3-hour studio session, and we recorded it all in those 3 hours. So I would say it didn't take that long, but the process of writing those songs took like a few years.
Sure. Now, what do you sing about?
I like to speak about political issues, environmental issues, indigenous identity, gender identity, and Latinx issues, immigration issues, so political issues.
Right. I was reading you were selected to perform at the 2018 National Poetry Slam in Chicago. Was this your big break?
I would say so, yeah. I had been performing for about a year. Up until that point, and it was kind of like my first break into the national scene. So I got to meet poets from all over the country. I was selected to represent a New York team of poets from my county, Westchester County.
Cool.
So it was definitely like the highlight of the beginning of my performance career.
Was there a big audience?
Yeah, I would say I performed at like 3 different venues, and each of the venues there was like over 100 people, so it was pretty fun.
Oh yeah, exciting, I bet, too. Sure. Now, how about your fan base? Are they following you around?
Fan base right now is all on social media
due
to the pandemic, so I haven't had a physical show in about a year and a half,
but
I have one coming up next week, so I'm looking forward to that, but I would say my fan base is a lot on TikTok, a lot on Instagram, and some on YouTube. And then people listen to my music on Spotify, too. So that's why I would say I connect with most of my fans on there.
Right on. Bobby, you have any advice for new musicians getting into the scene? I know you've had a good start.
I would say protect your energy and don't share your art with everyone, because sometimes our art is like a secret. And it's okay to keep it a secret, because sometimes people who are not artists can put you down. Their words can hurt you. So artists are sensitive. Hold your art tight to you and don't share it with everyone. Share it with other artists.
Right on. Good advice. Bobby Sanchez
Thank
is featured
you.
In our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and find out all about Bobby and hear her new album. Bobby, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I try to respond to as many messages as I can on Instagram at Bobby Sanchez Music. And if you can't reach me through there, my email is mancopoetry@gmail.com, mancopoetry@gmail.com.
Sweet. Bobby, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Yeah, keep us updated, too. Any updates, we'll definitely post them for you and blast them on the radio for us.
Cool, sounds good.
Oh yeah. We're going to play a track from her new album. Here is Quechua 101, Land Back.
Wadi, Chanca, Moche, Nazca, Pacha, Mama, Quechua, Aymara, Imaina, Yam, Sumac, Sumacta, Ayacuchana, Viru, Guanta, Titi, Caja, Uru, Bamba, Quimua, Tacna, Caja, Marca, Ata, Hualpa, Huayna, Capac, Mama, Okio, Manco, Capac, Sumacta, Causa, Cusum, Paya, Mama, Ita, Purin, Quinchu, Capac, Raimi, Pusak, Sutaika, Benilda, Luis Rojas, Wakpim, Pachapoyu, Kachkan, Hinti, Mamakia, Imainayam, Sky Waranka, Sky Chunka, Wenya Naikipak, Sunku Chukcha. Wakpim, Pachapoyu, Kachkan, Inti, Mamakia, Imainayam, Sky Waranka, Sky Chunka, Wenya Naikipak, Sunku Chukcha. Rimankichu, Manachu, Quechua, Harawi, Harawi, Nyawi, Kimsa. Kashkani Rakmi, Wari Tai Tai, Sutaika Inka, Chuki Chinchai. Please don't ask me for a translation, cause I'm only repping first nation. Please don't talk to me about decolonization when you still speaking in the colonizer's language. See, you genocide us, then you colonize us. See, you sterilize us, and now you fetishize us. See, you stigmatize us, then homogenize us, trying to co-opt the movement and gentrify us. I say no. Land back, please. Stolen land under siege. Land back, land back, land back.
That was music from Bobby Sanchez, and that was Quechua 101 Land Back off her new album, Ida. In case you're just stopping in, Bobby was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
I'm feeling extra magical today, like I could make anything disappear.
Wave my hand and the reservation is gone. The trading post and the post office. The tribal school. The pine trees. And the drugs.
Here is it, pain as I think you contemplate this. World's a crazy place and it's only getting all of us. Really ain't a place that I want to raise my daughter. Kids killing kids cause they wearing certain colors. Girls in middle school now becoming baby mothers. Life ain't easy.
Broken dreams.
That's Night Shield. Broken Dreams. And Jackie Bird. Jackie Bird. We got to get her back on. She's been on the show about 10 years ago. Long time ago. All right, here's Isaac Murdoch and Matt Epp, Indian Song. We're going to get them on the show here real soon. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
You see me on the corner, sitting on 22nd Street. Do you have a couple quarters? It'll make you feel so complete. As I sit on my cardboard box as the cold wind blows, I keep on hearing voices, they're yapping all day long. I wish they'd stop and listen and just sing my favorite song. Some good old-fashioned powwow Indian song. Mother, I need you to know that I miss you. And Father, I wonder if you're still there. My medication's on vacation, and my mind, it keeps on racing, leaving me nowhere to go. I need my Indian song. Thunderbird is going to come down and pick me up and take me back to my homelands. And once I'm there, I'm going to start searching for that sacred medicine. And that sacred medicine is going to search for me. And once we are united, we're going to cast this all across the earth for you and your people, so that you too can be well, so that you too can be healed.
He flipped a switch, pulled himself out of a ditch. At 27, he had a plan, stand up tall and be a man. He said, if it's sad, I'll cry. If it's funny, I'll laugh. If I lose my way, I'll just stop and ask. And if someone asks me how I feel, I'll just tell them the truth. And if kindness were a spirit, I'll be 100 proof.
couldn't ask for more. True love knocked upon his door. 35, a baby girl came along and changed his world. He said, if it's sad, cry. If it's funny, laugh. If you lose your way, just stop and ask. And if someone asks you how you feel, just tell them the truth. And if kindness were a spirit, be 100 proof. The end. A broken heart that wouldn't mend. At 53, he'd found the key in that old recipe. If you're sad, cry. If it's funny, laugh. If you lose your way, just stop and ask. And if someone asks you how you feel, just tell them the truth. And if kindness were a spirit, be 100 proof. 101 and still having fun. Enjoying all the reruns. By 102, he was through. And his family gathered as families do. Said if you were sad, he'd cry. If you were funny, he'd laugh. And if you lost your way, he'd help you find the path. And if he asked you how you felt, you'd always tell him the truth. Because if kindness were a spirit, he'd be 100 proof. They said if you were sad, he'd cry. If you were funny, he'd laugh. And if you lost your way, he'd help you find the path. And if he asked you how you felt, you'd always tell him the truth. Because if kindness were a spirit, he'd be 100 proof. If kindness were a spirit, he'd be 100 proof.
Music. Music from Julian Taylor, 100 proof. I'd like to invite you over to our homepage and visit our Two Buffalo Virtual Art Gallery and meet all of our artists. We got quite a few. William Leroy, Terry Glad Flores, Christopher Sweet, John Feather, and this month we're featuring Ellen Sillaboy from the Mi'kmaq Nation. Come on over to the Indigenous in Music and Arts Virtual Art Gallery and come visit our artists. Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more on how you can donate a vehicle and how you can schedule for your free pickup, call us here at Indigenous in Music at 612-432-0057 or complete the online donation at indigenousinmusic.com and click on Make a Donation. All right, here we go. Music now from Big City Indians. May you walk. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
The lies in between. We are, yeah, we are, yeah.
In peace,
may you all,
may
I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We're all over the internet. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And if you really want to find us anytime, you can always visit us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.